I hope you have a happy and peaceful holiday season.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said on Monday he does not support the death penalty for Saddam Hussein and emphasized any court trying the former Iraqi leader had to meet international norms and standards. Annan, who offered UN help in the judicial process, said he was encouraged by Bush administration comments that Saddam would be treated humanely, even though this is a treatment he in the past did not accord those who fell into his hands. But he said the world body had not supported the death penalty in any court it set up previously, so as Secretary General, he is not going to turn around now and support the death penalty. And Washington's closest war ally, Britain, said it would play no part in any trial of Saddam Hussein that might lead to his execution. But London, which abolished capital punishment 40 years ago, also made clear it would reluctantly accept death for the captured ex-dictator if that's what an Iraqi tribunal ruled. To the consternation of rights groups, Iraq's captured ex-dictator might face execution under a special court set up by the Iraqi Governing Council days before Saddam's capture. The United States, which is holding Saddam, allows execution. Besides the moral issue, some fear executing Saddam would make him a martyr in parts of the Arab world. As if to prove the capture of Saddam Hussein would not end the anti-coalition insurgency in Iraq, a suicide bomber driving a taxi attacked a police building in Baghdad on Monday, killing 8 policemen and wounding 10 others. The attacks came as Saddam loyalists in Fallujah and Tikrit protested the ex-dictator's arrest. Rush Limbaugh asked the court Monday to hear his claim that investigators violated his privacy by seizing his medical records and asked that the records not be released. The conservative radio host cannot be treated for his medical conditions because the state seized his charts and files last month and intimidated his doctors, the court petition said. Prosecutors have said they are investigating whether Limbaugh obtained and used prescription painkillers illegally. Typically, such records would not be released until a criminal investigation ends and charges are filed. Limbaugh's petition asks for a court hearing within 3 days. More news after this.
Like most people, you've probably got a calendar or a day planner to help you keep track of important dates. But there are some things in life that we can't put on our calendars because we don't know when or if they'll happen. Things like emergencies, disasters, or even a fire. So prepare for the unexpected today by establishing a family disaster plan with help from your local Red Cross. When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. Help prepare your community by visiting redcross.org. The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
3 German teenagers were being investigated for fraud Friday after they spent 130 million euros in a 2-hour internet shopping spree because they were bored. The 19-year-olds splashed out on light aircraft, patents, industrial machinery, restaurants, and artwork after hacking into an account on an internet auction site. For IE America Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Mom, I think it's time we had the talk.
Oh, dear. We did that years ago. Remember I used the fruit basket?
Mom, remember when I introduced you to pedicures and power shopping?
That was dope.
Dope, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're going to learn how to feel like a goddess.
Let me get the fruit basket.
Mom, listen, for the holidays, I'm getting you a Venus razor. You get the closest shave and silky smooth skin.
That sounds ripe.
Fresh, Mom.
Let the women in your life in on the secret of the Venus razor. Venus from Gillette. Reveal the goddess in you.
Ideas. I'm often asked where I get the ideas for my commentaries. A few ooze out of my own feeble brain, but to paraphrase the old crooner Perry Como, I get stacks and stacks of ideas from you good folks. Some are serious, some semi-serious, and some just plain fun to think about. In the fun category is one emailed by Rose Marie, who had heard my piece about corporate tax scammers that reincorporate in Bermuda to dodge paying their U.S. taxes. I had suggested that the CEOs of these outfits should always have to wear Bermuda shorts so we could know who they are. Rose Marie, however, felt this didn't go far enough. Rather, she writes, we should make this slime wear the Bermuda shorts on their head. Mr. W. Bain is more serious. A World War II veteran from California, he writes that he's sick of hearing politicians talk about supporting our troops in war, then turning their backs on the troops after they come home. So, to provide a measure of financial fairness to those who are putting their lives on the line in Iraq, he wants all of them to be awarded shares of stock in Halliburton, Bechtel, and the other Pentagon contractors and oil companies that are making a financial killing there. Another productive idea comes via email from Nora, who thinks that George W.'s multi-billion dollar tax giveaway to the super-rich is stupid. While the Millionaires Club will average nearly $100,000 each from the Bush boondoggle, most families are being tossed only $400 as a sort of hush puppy. Rather than pocket this pathetic political bribe, Nora suggests that we send the money to our favorite presidential candidate, so Bush pays for his own usurpation. Then there's Bob, who says that Bush's bizarre babblings about weapons of mass destruction are clear evidence that he should be declared formally insane and removed from office. Check Bob's website at madgeorge.us. This is Jim Hightower saying, thanks for the ideas. Keep them coming.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time.
I think that was very nice.
I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, doggy.
On the IE America Radio Network. Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Calling for a rapid and radical return to the old values that made America great, the values of democracy on which this country was founded, here's Tom Hartman.
And greetings, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. This is Tom Hartman broadcasting live, coast to coast, on the IE America Radio Network. This, the nation's largest nationally syndicated daytime progressive talk show defending America from the conservative weapons of mass deception. And, in fact, I have an alert for you on that. In just a few minutes, we got our conservative talking points in. But first, Silvio Berlusconi. It's a Berlusconi alert, yes, indeed. Yes, the Italian national anthem. President Carlo Azeglio Ciampi refused on Monday to sign a new media law which, crucially for Berlusconi, would remove restrictions preventing anyone from owning more than two national broadcast stations. I should probably give you the background on this. Those of you who are regular listeners to the program know this well. And it is so worth revisiting because it is such a cautionary tale for the United States and England and all those other countries where Rupert Murdoch and others who would seek to dominate the media, Reverend Moon here in the United States or the Washington Times, are so significant. Or a single corporation for that matter. Here's this guy, small-time crook and entrepreneur, Silvio Berlusconi. Buys a radio station, buys a television station, buys another television station, builds another television station, buys a television network, buys another network, ends up owning virtually all of the television stations in Italy and many of the radio stations. And then, once he's got all this stuff, says, hey, you know, I think I will run for prime minister. You don't actually run for prime minister or president in Italy. You put your party forward, and if you get a majority of votes in the parliament, then your party appoints you, just like in England. And so there is, in Italy, interestingly, as in many countries that have parliamentary democracies based on proportional representation, you have both a president and a prime minister. The president is the head of state. Performs the functions that historically a king would, or that, for example, the queen does in England, the head of state. And the prime minister is the head of government. Berlusconi is the prime minister now. He ran for office, and surprise, surprise, since he owned all of the television stations, all of the voters thought, He's a great guy. We're going to vote for his party. So now, a law has been put forth called the Gaspari Law, named after the communications minister Maurizio Gaspari, that says it is, the opponents say, this is designed to help the billionaire prime minister, this is Berlusconi, extend his business empire and thus tighten his already fierce grip on Italy's media. I'm reading this to you from the EU Business Report. Berlusconi, who is Italy's richest man, directly or indirectly controls about 90% of Italian television, either through his family's ownership of three commercial channels, networks, or through his supporters on the politically appointed board of state broadcaster RAI. He has even taken the Italian equivalent. There was a big battle going on last year. He has taken the Italian equivalent of public television or of BBC and appointed to its board of directors cronies of his. Because they were picking on him. They were pointing out some of this stuff that he was doing. He said, no, we're going to change that in a hurry. Sort of like the conservatives are trying to do right now with the National Public Radio and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Anyhow, Italy's Constitutional Court, their equivalent of the Supreme Court, said, you know, this is a little over the top, guys. This is a little inconsistent with democracy. And so they told him that he had to sell one of his three networks, you know, of the three TV networks in Italy, all three of which he owns, he had to sell one or take it off terrestrial broadcasting and just put it on cable by December 31st. And surprisingly, as soon as the court ruled that, the legislature, which Berlusconi owns, passed a law saying, no, he doesn't have to do that. Everything's fine. This was approved on December 3rd. So here's this law, which is going to help him keep his lock on all these stations. And now the president of Italy, Carlo Chiampi, refused to sign the law. Big crisis in Italy right now. And the opponents feared the media law would also enable Berlusconi to take over more newspapers and magazines. You know, it's just... Now, what will probably happen is that this law is going to go back to Parliament. If they approve it a second time without changes, then Chiampi cannot legally reject it, so they're stuck with it. That same constitutional court, by the way, that ruled against Berlusconi on this station, on his ownership of Rete 4, this one network, is on the point of announcing, that is, it's close to announcing, whether or not to throw out another controversial law. Those of you who are regular listeners to our Berlusconi alerts know about this, that when Berlusconi was appointed president of the European Union, which is a six-month rotating post, and he was appointed this, well, it was about 3 months ago or so, and it happened just as the Italian courts threw his business partner in prison and began the activity of indicting Berlusconi himself for bribing a judge. Well, the Italians said, hey, we don't want to be embarrassed in front of the whole world. So they passed a law saying you can't prosecute the prime minister while he's the prime minister. Of course, it was, you know, largely because he was the president of the European Union that six-month period. And now the Supreme Court is looking at whether or not it's going to reverse that law. And if the court throws the law out, says the EU Business Report, the prime minister risks finding himself back in court facing renewed charges of bribing judges. So, our Berlusconi alert for the day. Yes, indeed, friends. Absolutely amazing and remarkable. What is going on in the world? What is going on in the world? Remember that conference call that at IBM that was intercepted sometime back? Oh, must have been, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 months ago, something like that. And it was available on the New York Times website for a while, and it was it was floating all over the internet. And it was where they were at IBM sitting around talking about how to move their workforce overseas because American workers are just too expensive.
And it's interesting. Yesterday, we have an HP computer, a Hewlett-Packard computer and printer, and it wasn't working, and so I called their tech support people, and I got a guy in India. And, you know, the same thing has happened with several other companies. In fact, here is just a little clip from that conversation.
Microsoft actually had a roadshow that one of their senior vice presidents was taking around.
See, he's talking about his competition here. He's at Microsoft is doing
this. Their managers, go ahead and pick a project and move it offshore today.
Do it as quickly as you can. Microsoft is telling their managers.
Microsoft.
What about other companies?
HP, another big competitor, obviously, told the press and analysts that one of the ways it hoped to gain competitive advantage over rivals like IBM was to move stuff offshore.
Yeah. So and on it goes, and it's a 2.5 minute conversation. But anyhow, so it appeared in today's newspaper or yesterday's newspaper. Who's the source of this? The Associated Press. IBM documents obtained by the Wall Street Journal said that about 4,700 programming jobs could be shifted overseas to save costs. More than 900 people are already scheduled to be told of the move in the first half of 2004, while another 3,700 jobs have been identified as having the potential to move over offshore. IBM has already hired 500 engineers in India to take on some of the work that will be moved, the journal reported. You know, this raises an issue which is beyond this. It's really an issue for an entire hour to get into, and I'm not going to get into it in depth right now, but I want to just plant the question. Because this hour, the question that I want to deal with, which we haven't gotten to yet, is can a nation win a war on evil? Can a nation win against evil? But this thing with IBM raises, you know, a really important and interesting question. That question being, how does a country appropriately protect its domestic industries? I mean, there is an argument to be made for not getting into trade wars. And on the other hand, there's a strong argument to be made for protecting domestic industries. Those of you who listen regularly to the program know that I'm an advocate of Tench Cox's philosophy on this matter. Tench Cox, Jacob Cook wrote the book Tench Cox and the Early Republic, T-E-N-C-H-E-C-O-X-E is the guy's name. He was an entrepreneur, a small businessman who became a medium-sized businessman, I guess you'd say. He went from pretty much nothing to being fairly wealthy and influential in the colonies in the 1770s, 1780s, and 1790s. And he got very politically active after the Revolution. Before the Revolution, he was actually opposed to the Revolution. He thought it would interrupt business. But once, you know, it got going, he got with the program. And in 1784, now this was, you know, the Revolutionary War was not quite over, and the Constitutional Congress had not assembled. That was 1787. But we were operating under the Articles of Confederation, and we were operating as an independent nation. And in 1784, Tench Cox single-handedly lobbied all through the Continental Congress to pass the first tariffs in the United States, protecting American domestic industries, and was successful in doing that. That was our first tariffs, where we said, okay, we will freely import those things which we don't make here and we don't want to make here. But if we're making something here and they're making the same thing in some other country, and that country has an unfair competitive advantage in that its labor is cheaper or its raw materials are cheaper or something like that, and we want to protect the domestic industry here, we will do so by putting up a tariff so that when the product gets imported, the playing field is level. In other words, there's an hour of labor in a pair of shoes, and that pair of shoes made here, that labor costs $20, and that pair of shoes made in India, that hour of labor costs 10 cents, we're going to put a tariff of $19.90 on that pair of shoes, so that by the time they get here, the labor cost is still $20. And then the importers, the manufacturers, the consumers, everybody else can say, okay, we want to buy the shoes from India or the shoes from here because it's a better shoe or something, not having to do with where the cheap labor is. And that's basically, it's been that way since 1784 up until Ronald Reagan started taking these things down. But really, Bill Clinton pulled the wall down in 1986 with the signing GATT and NAFTA. And here we go. You know, it's off to the races. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network, where despair is not an option. Get active, friends. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Mom, I think it's time we had the talk.
Oh, dear. We did that years ago. Remember I used the fruit basket?
Mom, remember when I introduced you to pedicures and power shopping?
That was dope.
Dope, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're going to learn how to feel like a goddess.
Let me get the fruit basket.
Mom, listen, for the holidays, I'm getting you a Venus razor. You get the closest shave and silky smooth skin.
That sounds ripe.
Fresh, Mom.
Let the women in your life in on the secret of the Venus razor. Venus from Gillette. Reveal the goddess in you.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
The Founding Fathers thought they'd stop corporations from ever overthrowing elected government. Little did they know that 200 years later, democracy would be stolen and twisted in the name of so-called conservative values. Hi, this is Tom Hartman. The founders of America fought the Revolutionary War against the excessive corporate power of the East India Company, and presidents from Jefferson to Eisenhower warned us that extremely big businesses could destroy democracy. You'll find this extraordinary American story in my book, Unequal Protection: The Rise of Corporate Dominance and the Theft of Human Rights. It starts with the Boston Tea Party and ends with the rampant corruption of the Bush administration. It tells the dramatic story of how corporations hijacked the Bill of Rights, setting the stage for the CEO takeover of America. And it shows how we can take America back and tells the stories of Americans from Pennsylvania to California who are doing just that right now.
Unequal Protection is available in bookstores nationwide. And you can read several chapters online at unequalprotection.com. That's Unequal Protection by Tom Hartman.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm tired of this crappy job.
What? I thought you loved this job. You have a company car. You even have a expense account. What's the problem?
But I have to listen to all this junk radio, and I miss all my favorite political talk shows like Tom Hartman and Peter B. Collins. I have to beat a stupid job.
Why don't you listen to it on your computer like me?
Because for some stupid reason, I have to pay attention to what's going on at work or something like that. I don't remember. I wasn't listening. All I know is that I'm pretty cranky when I miss my shows.
You think?
I should just go over there and tell him that I'm not coming to work until I listen to my shows, and if he's got a problem with it, then we can go outside, punk.
Hold on there. Just listen to the best in political talk on Sundays.
The what?
The best in political talk on Sundays from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time. You can hear the best of Tom Hartman and Peter B. Collins.
Really? Well, that's better than picking a fight with the boss.
Yeah, you'll keep your job and your health.
What? You don't think I can take him?
He's big, dude.
I would waste him.
Yeah, right.
That's the best of political talk Sunday nights from 10 to midnight Eastern Time on the IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
True People's Radio. In Just as a heads up, in our second hour at about 35, 40 minutes from now, we're going to have on as a guest one of the chief prosecutors at the Nuremberg war crimes trials, where they were prosecuting the Nazis from World War II. And he has some very strong, shall we say, opinions about what the Bush administration is doing and what the Bush administration is planning to do, particularly vis-a-vis Saddam Hussein and Iraq and all that sort of thing. So you're going to find that a fascinating hour. And in our third hour, we're going to ask, why is the Bush administration keeping secrets? And how are they doing it? What are they up to? In the midst of this, we're going to sprinkle all kinds of news and interesting factoids and this, that, and the other thing throughout the day. I do want to get to the topic for this hour. We'll bring our conservative alert down around a little bit later on. I'm going to set it aside just for the moment because time is sliding by. Yeah, on November 27th in 1095, a little while ago, almost 1,000 years ago, November 27, 1095, Pope Urban gave one of history's most famous speeches to the Council of Clermont in France. And there, you know, he pulled these people together. These are mostly French. And he said, "The noble race of Franks, you French guys, must come to the aid of your fellow Christians in the East. The infidel Turks are advancing into the heart of Eastern Christendom. Christians are being oppressed and attacked. Churches and holy places are being defiled. Jerusalem is groaning under the Saracen yoke. The Holy Sepulchre is in Muslim hands and has been turned into a mosque. The Germans must stop their internal wars and squabbles. Let them go instead against the infidel and fight the righteous war. God himself will lead you, for you are doing his work. There will be absolution and remission of sins for all who die in the service of Christ. Here you are poor and miserable sinners. There you will be rich and happy. Let none hesitate. You must march next summer. God wills it." Deus vult was the Latin. God's wills it. That was the battle cry of the Crusades. This was the speech that kicked off the Crusades on November 27, 1095, Pope Urban. And 4 years later, and of course that summer they did. The French went trotting off like crazy. Yeah, okay, cool, we're with you. And, you know, they gathered Europeans from all over Europe. I mean, you know, the Catholic Church had considerable influence back in those days. Most of the warlords and kings and queens who ruled did so in 1095 by the authority of the Pope, or at least claimed it. And medieval historian Raymond of Agiles wrote the following eyewitness account of the attack and seizure of Jerusalem 4 years later, 1099, by the triumphant Crusaders. "Some of our men cut off the heads of their enemies." By the way, this is stuff that every Middle Eastern Arab knows well, Muslim knows well. "Some of our men cut off the heads of their enemies. Others shot them with arrows so that they fell from the towers. Others tortured them longer by casting them into the flames. Piles of heads, hands, and feet were to be seen in the streets of the city." This is an eyewitness report, keep in mind. "It was necessary to pick one's way over the bodies of men and horses, but these were small matters compared to what happened at the Temple of Solomon, a place where religious services were ordinarily chanted. What happened there? If I tell the truth, it will exceed your powers of belief. So let it suffice to say this much at least, that in the temple and portico of Solomon, men rode in blood up to their knees and bridle reins." What we had then was the collision of medieval Christianity and medieval Islam. The 11th century versus the 11th century. A war that was promoted by Pope Urban as a war on evil. Is it possible for a nation to successfully promote and prosecute a war on evil? And what happened to our break? This is we seem to have slid over the top of the time, or else my clock is off. Anyhow, this is one of the big issues. This is one of the big questions. And
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
Hi, this is John Lucas from Operations here at IE America Radio Network, wishing you and yours a safe and happy holiday.
Abandoned mines in the Rocky Mountains create problems for water and recreation. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The mountains of Colorado are peppered with the rocky debris of hundreds of mines that were abandoned almost a century ago. Metals in the rock have been leaching out for years, and they pollute rivers and streams across the state. Now, some of that pollution is jumping into new watersheds by way of artificial snow. That's because ski resorts tap some of the polluted rivers for water to make snow during the winter. The artificial snow carries traces of metals like iron, cadmium, copper, and zinc under the slopes. The contaminants are not an immediate threat to skiers, but when the snow melts in the spring, the metals can drain off into watersheds that had remained free of direct pollution from the old mines. Andrew Todd has been studying this pollution in Colorado's Snake River and its impact on a ski resort that taps the river to make snow. Todd is completing a PhD in environmental engineering at the University of Colorado in Boulder. He's also working with scientists and resort managers to deal with the water pollution. Todd says there's growing pressure to clean it up because more people are moving into mountain communities.
As population expands in those areas through second home buying and people just wanting to spend time in the mountains, the problem seems to be generating a new awareness about abandoned mines and how they can play a role in the future of those communities, because their water resources are shaped by those impairments.
Todd says many mountain communities in Colorado are trying to expand their tourist economies beyond skiing and winter sports, but some summer pastimes like fishing depend on clean water, and that's part of the reason people want to clean up the mess at the old mines. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Holden Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
I'm Michael.
I'm Ellen.
And we're the Cooking Couple.
Join us every Sunday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here for the Cooking Couple Show,
where we serve you food with attitude plus a heap and helping of humor. It's all about food, family, and fun.
So tune in every Sunday from noon to 2 for nutrition, fitness, innovative products, consumer tips, and entertainment options for the whole family.
It's the Cooking Couple Show. And when the Cooking Couple cook, we do it on all four burners.
It's food with attitude.
Chop suey, chow mein, young one, tofu, and you.
Best of the rest of the news, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. It's Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. Our quote for the day from Samuel Adams, 1771. He said, "A true patriot would keep the attention of his fellow citizens awake to their grievances and not allow them to rest till the causes of their just complaints are removed." Which raises some interesting questions about what's going on in Iraq. I mean, you know, we'll get there later. And this actually has to do with this. I want to make this point. This is sort of the pre-point, as it were. Judaism went through a major reformation around 2,000 years ago with the end of the Second Temple. It was, a generation or so. Just, I think it was 71 A.D. was the year. I don't recall exactly. But it was in that neighborhood. Just after the time of Christ, when the Romans invaded and destroyed the Second Temple, and the practice of animal sacrifice was ended, and a whole lot of traditions started changing, and Judaism became essentially a modern religion at that time. Christianity went through a major reformation. Well, several of them actually. But a series of them, as a consequence of the various great reformations and the Enlightenment, the period from the more or less the 1500s through the 1700s, and became a modern religion. And so, people no longer march off by and large in the name of Jesus to kill other people. Similarly, Jews are not doing what Joshua did when God told him to go into the city of Ai and kill every person there, man, women, and children. So, both of these two religions have gone through these transitions and become fully modern religions. Hinduism Hinduism never really was as singular as either Judaism or Christianity were, in that there was never a Hindu pope, there was never a central focused place for Hinduism. There's all these different ways that Hinduism gets practiced, the different yogas, the way of devotion, bhakti, the way of physical exercise, hatha, the way of breathing exercises, prana, the way of doing your work, karma yoga, and so on. But Hinduism has clearly come into the modern world. Buddhism started out, I would say, as what we might today call a modern religion, even though it was 3,000 years ago. To the best of my knowledge, no nation has ever gone out and sought to conquer another nation or kill people in the name of Buddha. There have been a few Buddhist nations that have been belligerent, but their rationales have traditionally been nationalism, not Buddhism. Whereas the Nazis, had belt buckles that said, in Gottes Namen, in God's name. Although that's, one of the aberrations of the 20th century. So basically these four major religions of the world have all undergone reformations where they have become tools for personal salvation, personal enlightenment, personal growth, that the battle with evil is understood by these four religions to be basically an internal thing, something that each one of us does. And when we do it with ourselves, with our own evil, and when we must do battle with evil in the external world, we do it in appropriate fashion. We no longer kill people because we think that they're witches, for example. And the point that I made in an article that I wrote that was published in a book called From the Ashes, A Spiritual Response to 9/11. This was a book that was published by Rodale Press about 3 weeks after 9/11. It was one of those books that gets thrown together really fast and gets out there. It's called Crashing a Book. And there was an essay by Billy Graham. There was an essay by the Pope. There was an essay by the Dalai Lama. I wrote an essay for it. And there was about 25 other people who wrote essays. And in this article for From the Ashes, I pointed out that of the world's various religions, the only one that has not gone through a major reformation in a widespread way is Islam. Islam, to a very large extent, or to a significant extent, let's say, much of Islam is still stuck in the 11th century. Back during the Crusades. And Osama bin Laden represents that wing of Islam very well, the Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia. And it's one of the fastest growing wings of Islam. And they're spreading across Africa just like, you know, locusts. I mean, it's just, or, you know, you see the map of Africa as Islam is moving across it. It's like, you know, ink moving across. And across the rest of the world, Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. And they take over a country and create an Islamic republic, and suddenly the women have no rights and they have to cover themselves, and Sharia law comes back, and the people's hands get cut off for stealing, and they get put to death for this, that, and the other thing. And on it goes. And there have been attempts to reform Islam. Rumi and Khalil Gibran are two, you know, brilliant spokesman of the mystical side of Islam. All the ingredients are there. There is in Islam this rich, deep, extraordinary tradition. But there's also the 11th century aspect. Now, we have those still in the other religions. I mean, they're still around. For example, Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson after 9/11 were sitting around saying, the wrath of God lifted the veil and allowed the terrorists to act because they said of their God's anger over, quote, homosexuals, liberals, and the ACLU. So, you know, according to Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson, see, this is the 11th century worldview. And my suggestion at the time, when I wrote that essay right after 9/11, I said, now is the perfect time and opportunity for us to give the mystics and moderns among Islam a voice, to help them lift their brothers and sisters around the world out of the 11th century and into the 21st century, because there is a large reform movement within Islam, and there are large parts of Islam that are more modern or more secular or more, I don't want to say more secular, more modern. So we can live together in a world of shared visions and ideals, even while maintaining our respective differences. If this is the outcome of this tragedy, I wrote 3 weeks after 9/11, it will prove to be a fitting tribute to those who died and has the potential to positively transform the entire world. If, instead, our reactions are grounded entirely in force and fear, the tools and ghosts of the 11th century, then we risk plunging the world back toward the Crusades. And so now we have, and thanks to Jason in Philadelphia, one of the regulars in our chat room. By the way, if you want to drop into our chat room, just go to tomhartman.com and you can click on the chat button. It'll drop you in. There's a whole bunch of folks in there, and I hang out during the breaks in there, and I very often learn a lot from the people in our chat room. A fascinating group of folks. And Jason in Philadelphia, one of the regulars, sent me this morning an email with a link to this, and I just thought, yeah, bingo, we need to be talking about this. This article in Sojourners Magazine, and entitled "Dangerous Religion: George W. Bush's Theology of Empire," and it starts out quoting Joseph Nye, the dean of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, and he was quoted in the Washington Post, and he said, "The military victory in Iraq seems to have confirmed a new world order. Not since Rome has one nation loomed so large among the others. Indeed, the word empire has come out of the closet." And he goes on to point out that Pax Americana is being used. Now, those of you who studied history remember Pax Romana, the peace of the Roman Empire. It's like, you know, yeah, if we control the entire world with an iron fist, then maybe the entire world will be at peace. The lesson of the Roman peace is that it doesn't work. It destroyed the Roman Empire. But the Project for New American Century back in 1997, when they first put this thing together, William Kristol of the Weekly Standard, one of its more outspoken, well, he's the leader of the thing, I guess. He's the chairman of the Project for New American Century. He said, if we want to say we're an imperial empire, fine. And the project's paper lays out a vision, this from this article by Jim Wallace, lays out a vision of an American peace based on unquestioned U.S. military preeminence. That's a quote from the Project for New American Century. Another quote, America's grand strategy should aim to preserve and extend this advantageous position as far into the future as possible. We must accept responsibility for America's unique role in preserving and extending an international order friendly to our security, our prosperity, and our principles. That, indeed, the article says, is empire. So this is kind of the starting point. The neocons had this idea that the way to have a world at peace, forget about this democracy stuff. Forget about the nations coming together at the United Nations. The League of Nations dream of Woodrow Wilson and the United Nations and you know, Truman and what Dwight Eisenhower brought us into, and every president says, forget about, you know, multilateral agreements, forget about the World Court at The Hague, forget about the international resolutions on human rights, forget about the Kyoto Treaty. We simply go our own way. And that's it. I mean, it's our way or the highway. And we are willing to enforce our way with the force of violence. And not only that, we're going to change.
Either with us or against us. You're either evil or you're good.
Yeah, we're going to change it. You're either with us or against us. We're going to change it into a religious war. A battle between evil and good. And it's a very dangerous thing, in my opinion, when a nation takes the position that it alone represents good in the world, and that anybody who opposes its policies or positions represents evil in the world. Now, that's not to say that there's no such thing as good or evil. I am not a moral relativist, at least not to that extent. And I would say, you know, what Osama bin Laden did on 9/11, assuming he's actually the guy behind it, we haven't seen the results of the investigations. And there certainly has been no trial since it's been 818 days since we started looking for him. But nonetheless, assuming he was behind it, that was an evil act. There's no doubt about that. But should our... I'm even wary of the word war. Should our efforts be directed toward a worldwide evangelical crusade against evil? And we get to be the ones who define what is evil and what is good? Or should our policies be based on our national interest? Should our policies be based on more pragmatic things like democracy? This article that is a little spooky in Sojourner's Magazine, Dangerous Religions, you can find it at sojo.net, S-O-J-O.net is their website, by Jim Wallace, talks about how George Bush started bringing the words of religion into his speeches. And Christianity Today magazine, for example, points out the problem isn't with Bush's sincerity, but with his evident conviction that he's doing God's will. Some worry that Bush is confusing genuine faith with national ideology. And the problem with this, wrote Marty Klein in Christianity Today, the problem with this is that the president's faith does not give him pause or force him to reflect. It's a source of comfort and strength, but not of wisdom. He's using enormous amounts of evangelical language. And a lot of people first thought, when all of this evangelical language started creeping into his speeches, more so than any president in history, that he was just, you know, pandering to the religious right. But increasingly, there are people who are concerned, and I consider myself among them, who are concerned that this guy is actually starting to believe his own press. He's becoming like Joshua, believing, you know, God told him to do it, and he's going to do it, whatever it may be. And you know, it's one thing to say, you know, Lord, may thy will be my will. It's another thing to say, I know that what I'm doing is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing because God told me to. And I'm frankly very concerned about anybody who says that. Bush continues using, you know, the words from, the need is great, yet there's power, wonder-working power, and the goodness and idealism and faith of the American people. This from his State of the Union. It's from the old hymn, power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. So he's expropriating, he's taking the power that the hymn gives to Jesus, and he's applying that to himself as the leader of the nation. That's spooky. He says this ideal of America is the hope of all mankind. That hope still lights our way, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's right out of the first chapter of John, talking again about Jesus. But he's describing himself and the American people under his leadership. Is this a danger to democracy? This is Tom Hartman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mom, I think it's time we had the talk.
Oh, dear. We did that years ago. Remember I used the fruit basket?
Mom, remember when I introduced you to pedicures and power shopping?
That was dope.
Dope, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're going to learn how to feel like a goddess.
Let me get the fruit basket.
Mom, listen. For the holidays, I'm getting you a Venus razor. You get the closest shave and silky smooth skin.
That sounds ripe.
Fresh, Mom.
Let the women in your life in on the secret of the Venus razor. Venus from Gillette. Reveal the goddess in you.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com for The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Slow down, Kyle. You'll choke on your coffee.
Can't. I have to finish getting the newsletter out before I can do anything else on my schedule today.
I used to have that problem before I discovered the Newsletter Factory.
Well, how'd they help you?
Their expert team of writers, editors, designers, and project coordinators do all my hard work for me. The Newsletter Factory even developed a readership survey that helped me produce the most appropriate content.
Sounds great, but I like doing some of the writing. It's just technical stories and layouts that bog me down.
No problem. In addition to turnkey projects, the Newsletter Factory gives you a smorgasbord of services from design and proofread to edit or full write. The Newsletter Factory can also help with printing and mailing. They keep you informed the whole way. Plus, the process is cost-effective and streamlined, so the Newsletter Factory doesn't have to compensate for lost time or mistakes.
Just like a factory.
Now you're catching on. Call the Newsletter Factory at 800-788-9550 to get started today. Or visit them on the web at www.newsletterfactory.com.
I will. Thanks.
I guess I better let the dog in.
Like the small dog that rules the house, Small Dog Electronics is the small computer company that really rules when it comes to customer service. Small Dog Electronics is your authorized Apple reseller in Waitsfield, Vermont. Sure, you can buy your computer out of a catalog, but how do you know you're really getting what you want or what you need? At Small Dog, they don't work on commission. Their only motivation is making sure you're a happy customer. Put your business on the leading edge with the world's fastest computer, the new Macintosh G5. You'll finish the job ahead of the pack, and automatic security updates lock out viruses. That's speed and dependability that will keep you focused on your customers instead of sitting on hold with tech support.
I guess you want to get on the couch, huh?
Like the small dog who everybody makes room for, Small Dog Electronics is big on customer service. Small Dog Electronics. Check them out on the web at smalldog.com or at their showroom on Route 100 in Waitsfield.
No way. You're not getting on the bed.
Andy Dave Rush here, inviting you to listen to Home Improvement USA. Ken Walchek from Chicago's number one hardware store, Clark Devon Hardware, John Seip from United Marketing Force, Jay Brentlinger from Orban, and, of course, Danny Lipford from today's Homeowner Television Show, take your home improvement questions. Our guests include industry experts from across the country. We've been America's most useful talk show for 10 years, so join us for Home Improvement USA every Saturday, 2 to 4 Eastern, and rebroadcast 8 to 10 Eastern right here on IE America Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Yeah.
Steve, from Ken Melman, who's the campaign manager of Bush Cheney 04. Last week, I warned you, he writes to me, that liberal special interests had pledged to spend over $400 million to defeat President Bush. Since my message to you, the Washington Post has revealed that these liberal groups have already raised over $185 million of their $400 million goal. They have already begun spending it on ads to defeat our president. This confirms that we will face a tough, well-funded Democrat attack campaign. While the Democrats will have endless soft money to spend attacking President Bush, I hope we'll have your help. Will you stand with President Bush and help build the strongest grassroots campaign in history by making a contribution today? Oh, President Bush, he just can't raise money. If they only had a brain.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Bringing you uncommon sense, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
America Radio Network, our program brought to you today by Small Dog Electronics, 1-800-511-MAX, M-A-C-S, the Newsletter Factory, newsletterfactory.com, and the Organic Wine Company, 1-888-ECO-WINE, E-C-O-W-I-N-E. Here's the point of all of this. Just to summarize it, the founders were very clear. They understood very clearly, and the framers, those who wrote the Constitution, the founders, those who pulled off the American Revolution, understood very clearly that there were three historic ways that power had been seized in human societies, either by warlords, and thus they did not allow the president to have the power to declare war, by the rich. This was called feudalism, and therefore up until the 1880s, 1890s, corporations and personal wealth were so constrained and the inheritance laws in this country were so strong that there are no dynasties that go back to the founding times. You'll find some history books and some people on the far left and some on the far right, for that matter, who suggest, oh, those guys who started America, they were just incredibly rich. No, the incredibly rich people, by and large, left America after the Revolutionary War. They were mostly on the side of England. And where is George Washington's dynasty? Where is John Hancock's dynasty? None of them exist. But, you know, we do have dynasties from the 1890s when those laws started breaking down. And the third was the corruption of political power by religious power. They were very concerned about this. Thus the First Amendment, thus the talk about the separation of church and state. Lincoln used the language of Scripture all the time. In his Gettysburg Address, for example. But always to bring people together and to ask for contrition and repentance, as this article in Sojourners points out. Jefferson, for example, speaking of slavery, said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just. These are very different ways of viewing religion than saying to the world, you're either evil or you're good, you're either with us or you're against us. Fighting a war on evil is not the work of a nation. Fighting wars to defend itself when it has been attacked, or protecting its own interests, yeah, we can go for that, but a war on evil, very, very dangerous thing. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Network. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the news.
Been listening to the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network. Check our website at www.tomhartman.com for archives of this program and more information.
Copyright 2003.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1, $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning two fat guys in tights, priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. As if to prove the capture of Saddam Hussein would not end the anti-coalition insurgency in Iraq, a suicide bomber driving a taxi attacked a police building in Baghdad on Monday, killing 8 policemen and wounding 10 others. The attacks came as Saddam loyalists in Fallujah and Tikrit protested the ex-dictator's arrest. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said on Monday he does not support the death penalty for Saddam Hussein and emphasized any court trying the former Iraqi leader had to meet international norms and standards. Annan, who offered UN help in the judicial process, said he was encouraged by Bush administration comments that Saddam would be treated humanely, even though this is a treatment he in the past did not accord those who fell into his hands. But he said the world body had not supported the death penalty in any court it set up previously, so as Secretary General, he is not going to turn around now and support the death penalty. And Washington's closest war ally, Britain, said it would play no part in any trial of Saddam Hussein that might lead to his execution. But London, which abolished capital punishment 40 years ago, also made clear it would reluctantly accept death for the captured ex-dictator if that's what an Iraqi tribunal ruled. To the consternation of rights groups, Iraq's captured ex-dictator might face execution under a special court set up by the Iraqi Governing Council days before Saddam's capture. The United States, which is holding Saddam, allows execution. Besides the moral issue, some fear executing Saddam would make him a martyr in parts of the Arab world. Rush Limbaugh asked the court Monday to hear his claim that investigators violated his privacy by seizing his medical records and asked that the records not be released. The conservative radio host cannot be treated for his medical conditions because the state seized his charts and files last month and intimidated his doctors, the court petition said. Prosecutors have said they are investigating whether Limbaugh obtained and used prescription painkillers illegally. Typically, such records would not be released until a criminal investigation ends and charges are filed. Limbaugh's petition asks for a court hearing within 3 days. More news after this.
Like most people, you've probably got a calendar or a day planner to help you keep track of important dates. But there are some things in life that we can't put on our calendars because we don't know when or if they'll happen. Things like emergencies, disasters, or even a fire. So prepare for the unexpected today by establishing a family disaster plan with help from your local Red Cross. When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. Help prepare your community by visiting redcross.org. The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
A garbage disposal plant in central Japan has hit the jackpot. Operations of the plant suddenly came to a halt Friday morning when a machine used to crush refuse began spewing out 10,000 yen bills onto a conveyor belt. In total, some $287,000 had found its way into the garbage. No one has come forward to claim the money, and police are trying to track down the owner. For IE America Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Can I help you, sir?
I'm panicked. I'm dating. What should I get for the stocking stuffer? Is an oven mitt too personal?
Okay, listen. Get a gift that every woman loves. A Venus razor.
Every woman?
With just one stroke, I get silky smooth skin, which makes me feel like a goddess.
Oh, I love a silky smooth goddess.
Then a Venus razor will solve your gift-giving problem.
Ah, make it 9 Venus razors.
9?
I'm dating a lot.
Looking for the perfect stocking stuffer for all the women on your list? The Venus razor from Gillette. Reveal the goddess in you.
Ideas.
I'm often asked where I get the ideas for my commentaries. A few ooze out of my own feeble brain, but to paraphrase the old crooner Perry Como, I get stacks and stacks of ideas from you good folks. Some are serious, some semi-serious, and some just plain fun to think about. In the fun category is one emailed by Rose Marie, who had heard my piece about corporate tax scammers that reincorporate in Bermuda to dodge paying their U.S. taxes. I had suggested that the CEOs of these outfits should always have to wear Bermuda shorts so we could know who they are. Rose Marie, however, felt this didn't go far enough. Rather, she writes, we should make this slime wear the Bermuda shorts on their head. Mr. W. Bain is more serious. A World War II veteran from California, he writes that he's sick of hearing politicians talk about supporting our troops in war, then turning their backs on the troops after they come home. So, to provide a measure of financial fairness to those who are putting their lives on the line in Iraq, he wants all of them to be awarded shares of stock in Halliburton, Bechtel, and the other Pentagon contractors and oil companies that are making a financial killing there. Another productive idea comes via email from Nora, who thinks that George W.'s multi-billion-dollar tax giveaway to the super-rich is stupid. While the Millionaires Club will average nearly $100,000 each from the Bush boondoggle, most families are being tossed only $400 as a sort of hush puppy. Rather than pocket this pathetic political bribe, Nora suggests that we send the money to our favorite presidential candidate, so Bush pays for his own usurpation. Then there's Bob, who says that Bush's bizarre babblings about weapons of mass destruction are clear evidence that he should be declared formally insane and removed from office. Check Bob's website at madgeorge.us. This is Jim Hightower saying, thanks for the ideas. Keep them coming.
If you had the chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
Are you kidding? I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
He's the man who uncovers corporate lies, exposes political corruption, and has a clear vision of what America could become. Here's Tom Hartman.
Friends, in 1920, Benjamin B. Ferenz was born in the Carpathian Mountains of Transylvania. When he was 10 months old, his family moved to the United States of America, where he grew up in New York as an enlisted man. This is in World War II. Under General Patton, he fought in every campaign in Europe. As Nazi atrocities were uncovered, he was transferred to a newly created war crimes branch of the Army to gather evidence of Nazi brutality and apprehend the criminals. He was recruited for the Nuremberg War Crimes Trials, and Ferenz became a chief prosecutor for the United States in what the Associated Press called the biggest murder trial in history. 22 defendants were charged with murdering over a million people. He was only 27 years old. It was his first case, and he successfully prosecuted that. I am so pleased and honored to welcome to our program today Benjamin Ferenz.
Thank you very much,
Mr. Ferenz. Thank you. Thank you for being with us today. You had a there's a comment here that you made that if you don't mind my quoting you, and then I'd like to ask you to comment on it. You said it's a sad commentary when the President of the United States has apparently no knowledge or concern for international law. We said at Nuremberg that we would be bound by laws, that they would apply equally to all, but it's a violation of international law to go to war without the approval of the UN Security Council when you are not under armed attack. The U.S. has violated that in its attack on Iraq as well as other times. The Bush administration has repudiated the International Criminal Court when over 90 nations want to carry on the legacy of the Nuremberg tribunals, but the administration is trying to cripple it in its cradle. That's quite an indictment.
Oh, I couldn't have said it better myself.
I thought it was brilliant, frankly. First of all, we've got your concern about international law. You know, Saddam Hussein has just been captured, and I don't want to entirely focus on that because I think that there are much larger issues here. But what are your thoughts on that and how that's being handled?
On international law, Saddam Hussein.
And the Bush administration, yes.
Well, you got to tell me now you don't want to talk about Saddam Hussein. You rather prefer about international law. Well, I can talk about the Bush administration. I think they're making a very serious mistake in repudiating the progress which we are making in the field of international law. Particularly, I have been pressing for 60 years now for the creation of an international criminal court since the Nuremberg days. Mm-hmm. And the United States was always a strong supporter of that. And President Clinton had signed the treaty which incorporated the court. And then President Bush repudiated that signature. It never happened before. And this was a slap in the face of all of the 90 or so nations that had signed on for this court. More than that had signed. 137, I think, had signed, but 90 had already ratified. So I think this is a big mistake. When you take your friends like the European Community and England and Canada and Australia, which are on board this court, and you say, we don't want it, we want to kill it, you can't expect them to be overjoyed with that. So this is only one illustration. There have been other treaties as well which have been repudiated by this administration, and I think it's unfortunate because the arch conservatives have taken the reins of power, and I don't think they speak for the majority of the American people. I think the American people upholds the Nuremberg principles and believes in the rule of law, as I do. I'm strictly a lawman.
Yeah. Now, when I didn't mean that I didn't want to talk about Saddam and that prosecution at all. I just didn't want the entire focus of our conversation to be that. I think that there are larger issues here, but I think that that's an important one to point out. First of all, why do you think that the Bush administration was willing to turn its back on international law,
That's a very serious question. I've given it very serious thought because the reasons given are totally non-persuasive. First, let me refer to the reasons, and then I'll answer your question. The reasons given are that it infringes on our sovereignty. That's one reason. Well, that is nonsense, because every agreement infringes on your sovereignty. When you accept rules of the road, that you're going to stay on one side of the road, you can't say that infringes on my sovereignty, I'm going to drive on the other side, because if you do, you're going to get killed. And acceptance of a rule which prohibits genocide and crimes against humanity is not an infringement of a sovereignty any more than a policeman who grabs the criminal by the collar and hauls him off. So that reason is really not persuasive at all. And the argument that the prosecutor might be politically motivated thereby begin to arrest GIs and interfere with our peace missions and our military operations, that's absolutely absurd. Because there's never been a prosecutor in human history who has had as many controls as the prosecutor for this International Criminal Court. I was there for the swearing-in of the prosecutor. I was asked to make a speech on that occasion, and I tried to assure the people there that the American public is in favor of the rule of law. So, and they say our constitutional rights are being diminished. Not true. Not true. You look at the statute, all the rights and more are in the Constitution, except the right to a jury trial, which the Army never had. I'm an old soldier, as you pointed out in your introduction. I wouldn't do anything to denigrate the heroism of American service personnel or do anything which would endanger them. And yet the American Bar Association is in favor of the International Court. All of the presidents of the International Laws, American Society of International Law, come out in favor of the court. Now, you come with the question, well, why then, if this flies in the face of all the experts who have studied it and all our allies, why are we against it? And my own conclusion, the deduction is, that those who now set policy on this question don't believe in the rule of law. They regard people like me as idealists, as dreamers, who have no power, and therefore they'll never get anywhere, and the only way to really succeed is to, if you've got the strength, use it. And so they believe in the force, in the power of force rather than the force of law, and they are exercising it. Well, sometimes it works that way, but it's a pretty dangerous world, in my opinion, because the tyrants who do that soon find that the rest of the world rises up, and the ash cans of history are filled with the ashes of superpowers of their day, because it's not a world which everybody can enjoy and live in peace and harmony.
Yeah, there are many folks who suggest that democracy is a form of governance that can survive over the long haul because it reflects the way that tribal people organize themselves and have for hundreds of thousands of years, that it's burned into our DNA, and that we abandon democracy at our own peril, that we walk away from democratic institutions at great risk to ourselves. Does it seem to you, I mean, you have an extraordinary vision of the long scope of history here, does it seem to you that this administration is actually moving away from democracy and democratic principles in the United States?
Yes, they are in many respects, and it's causing me great concern, and it's causing great distress to our allies. When we find ourselves in opposition to France and in opposition to the entire European community, in opposition to the Canadians, something is wrong. We had Wild West in this country when the sheriff could round up a posse and go out and grab the villain and hang him to the nearest tree. We decided that wasn't a very good system. We're better off relying upon clear laws and courts and a system of enforcement of law, and that's what I believe in. And not everybody believes in that, of course. And as long as you're powerful and can get away with it, fine. I mean, it's fine for you. It's not so fine for anybody else. So the democratic principle is that today democracy and sovereignty belongs to the people and not to a small, select group.
Yeah. We're speaking with Benjamin Ferenz, who is a former prosecutor at the Nuremberg War Crimes Trial following World War II. Mr. Ferenz, can you tell us a little bit about what it was like prosecuting the Nazis? Just anecdotally here.
It was, for me, a very enlightening experience. I was 27 years old at the time I was prosecuting, but as a soldier, I had gone into the concentration camps. That was my assignment, to collect evidence of the war crimes. And that came about because as a student at Harvard Law School, I had done the research for one of my professors on a book on war crimes. So I knew all about that. And the experience taught me that there are human beings, and I was dealing with Germans who, my defendants, were all well-educated men. Most of them had doctor degrees. Some of them had double doctor's degrees. That there are people who are so fanatic in their conviction that they are prepared to go out and murder, literally murder, hundreds of thousands of children in order to achieve their particular goal or their vision of a world society. So when you learn that, and I've looked into the remorseless eyes of these killers, I learned that the fact that a person is educated doesn't mean that he isn't going to cut your throat at the first chance he gets. And this, of course, has been very useful in understanding or trying to understand the activities of tyrants in various parts of the world, including Saddam Hussein today.
Yeah. Now, when Saddam was caught, somebody had asked George Bush about holding him and whether that complied with international law. And he said, international law? I better call my lawyer. He didn't bring that up to me. What is the status, in your opinion, of Saddam under international law, and how should the United States proceed?
Well, the United States, President Bush, I think, was being very candid at that moment, and although he's a graduate of the Yale Law School and should know better, he should know more about international law, particularly if he's President of the United States, the world's only remaining superpower. So that was a candid reflection of current status, and it's unfortunate. I wouldn't hold that against him particularly. It was a slip of the tongue in which he told the truth. Now, What should be done with Saddam Hussein? There are a number of options on the table. One is the natural impulse, which I, as a combat soldier, have certainly felt. And that is, you look into a hole and you see it's Saddam Hussein, you cover up the hole and go away. That impulse, which I have felt in various situations that I've been in as a liberator of many concentration camps, is not, of course, a very useful one. If you want to have a peaceful world, you have to do it a different way. So then you go down and say, what are the list of options that we have? You have military commissions. I was involved in that right after World War II. As a matter of fact, while the war was still on, when I was collecting evidence of crimes like the shooting down of American flyers who landed in Germany, and they were murdered by the people on the ground as a regular routine. They were beaten to death by people on the ground. And I had to go out and dig up the bodies and find out who had done that, and then we put them on trial in the Dachau concentration camp. These were military trials, military commissions. I hammered up the first sign, U.S. Army, U.S. Third Army War Crimes Unit, in the Dachau concentration camp. I've got a photograph of that in the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington. That's one option. Those trials, in which we tried maybe 1,000 people, most of them, all of them were sentenced to found guilty practically, and about 400 of them, I think, were actually executed. Sentences to death were very rampant. The average length of the trial was 3 minutes.
Wow.
And the defendants would have a number tied around their neck.
Mr. Ferenz, I have to ask you to just hold that thought if you can, because we've got a commercial break we have to take.
Okay.
But if you can stay with me here, and four minutes we'll come back and we'll continue this conversation. This is Tom Hartman. We're talking with former prosecutor of the Nuremberg War Crimes Trials, Benjamin Ferenz. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The following is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, Sildenafil Citrate.
Mark Martin makes the turn. Oh, what a good move by the 33-time NASCAR race winner. The Viagra car takes the inside track. Good move!
See, I know a little something about making good moves. And one of the best moves you can make is to talk to your doctor and ask if Viagra is right for you.
Joe makes the turn. Now he's parallel parking. Wow, what a move! He's in front of his doctor's office.
Ask your doctor about a free Viagra sample today.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now, 1-800-865-8449.
The Founding Fathers thought they'd stop corporations from ever overthrowing elected government. Little did they know that 200 years later, democracy would be stolen and twisted in the name of so-called conservative values. Hi, this is Tom Hartman. The founders of America fought the Revolutionary War against the excessive corporate power of the East India Company, and presidents from Jefferson to Eisenhower warned us that extremely big businesses could destroy democracy. You'll find this extraordinary American story in my book, Unequal Protection: The Rise of Corporate Dominance and the Theft of Human Rights. It starts with the Boston Tea Party and ends with the rampant corruption of the Bush administration. It tells the dramatic story of how corporations hijacked the Bill of Rights, setting the stage for the CEO takeover of America. And it shows how we can take America back, and tells the stories of Americans from Pennsylvania to California who are doing just that right now.
Unequal Protection is available in bookstores nationwide. And you can read several chapters online at unequalprotection.com. That's Unequal Protection by Tom Hartman.
Show. Apparently, Simple Scotty missed the memo from Bush stating that everybody had to stop trying to link Saddam to 9-1-1.
The most dangerous threat we face in a post-September 11th world is the nexus between outlaw regimes with weapons of mass destruction and terrorists. Saddam Hussein had a history of weapons of mass destruction.
Maybe before you were born, you little jackass. Did Scotty not get the memo? There is no connection between 9/11 and Saddam. It came out of the Bush bastard's own mouth. It's come out of all their mouths. Condi Rice, Dick Cheney, Colin Powell, all of them. Scotty, hello.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back. It's Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. We're speaking today with Benjamin Ferenz, who is one of the a prosecutor at the Nuremberg War Crimes Trial. If you have a question for Mr. Ferenz, our number is 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. And Mr. Ferenz, we were talking about what would be an appropriate way for the United States to handle Saddam Hussein now. And your suggestion is?
Well, I was going down the list of the alternatives so we can consider them. And we had just come to the possibility of military commissions, which we applied during World War II, right at the end of World War II, in the Dachau concentration camps, where we tried large numbers of concentration camp commanders and guards in packs, numbered, you know, like dogs, and tried them in about 3-minute trials each, found them guilty, sentenced them to death, executed quite a number of them, and imprisoned others in Landsberg prison for a number of years until finally clemency actions turned them loose. They didn't establish any major principles of law, and they have those trials, the Dachau trials, as they were called, have been forgotten, and it's just as well. But they remind me of Guantanamo.
Yeah.
Because the procedures there seem to be quite similar. And we didn't derive any great prestige or pleasure from the Dachau trials. And I don't suppose we're going to get any particular medals for what's going on in Guantanamo, because there we have also hundreds of people interned and no right to talk to counsel, no idea what the charges are against them. That is not part of the American tradition. So that's not something which I would like to consider as a feasible possibility. It's a temptation, you know, to have a quick trial, as we did, take them out and shoot them. But that is not really something which serves the interest of world peace in the long run. Now, we have other courts around. We've been growing international courts like poppy seeds here. We have the International Criminal Tribunal for Yugoslavia, which was created by the Security Council of the United Nations. They can't get involved here because their jurisdiction is limited to the crimes committed in former Yugoslavia. And they're also tied up by time. We have the tribunal which is trying people for the crimes of genocide in Rwanda. And that also is a special Security Council, temporary court, set up to deal with that specific crime only during that specific time. So those courts are out. We're talking about setting up special courts for Sierra Leone and for other places, which is quite ridiculous, because some of us who believe in the rule of law have been trying to get a permanent international criminal court established, and finally we get one established in The Hague. It's just operational now. It doesn't have a defendant yet, because they're being very careful about who they're going to indict and how, but the staff is there, the judges are selected, they're all very competent people from all parts of the world, male and female. About half of them are female judges, coming from India, coming from Ireland, coming from other parts of the world. And that court cannot deal with this because it's not retroactive, and they can only deal with crimes after June 19, 2002. So that has no jurisdiction here, besides which the United States has been trying to kill that court. And there are very many other restrictions on its jurisdiction. So the fact is, we don't have a court, as you would in an ordinary civilized society, where someone commits a gross crime and you have a statute and you look at the statute and that's the crime that he's committed, and here's the court and there are the judges, and put him in there. We don't have that. But cheer up. Don't give up. I say never give up. I've been working on this for only 60 years. And I have in my hand at the moment something called the Coalition Provisional Authority, Iraqi War Crimes Tribunal Statute. And what do you know? 3 days before they dragged Saddam Hussein out of the hole, the provisional government had enacted or drafted a statute, which is pretty good, for a new international criminal court.
Oh, very interesting. Mr. Ferenz, if I can ask you to just hold that thought for a moment. Again, we have to take a break. We will have a little longer to talk after we come right back. And we also have Leland in Santa Fe with a question for you. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. We're speaking with Benjamin Ferenz, one of the prosecutors at the Nuremberg War Crimes Trial. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
Hi, this is Bill Vellner, Chief Engineer for the IE America Radio Network, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Abandoned mines in the Rocky Mountains create problems for water and recreation. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The mountains of Colorado are peppered with the rocky debris of hundreds of mines that were abandoned almost a century ago. Metals in the rock have been leaching out for years, and they pollute rivers and streams across the state. Now, some of that pollution is jumping into new watersheds by way of artificial snow. That's because ski resorts tap some of the polluted rivers for water to make snow during the winter. The artificial snow carries traces of metals like iron, cadmium, copper, and zinc under the slopes. The contaminants are not an immediate threat to skiers, but when the snow melts in the spring, the metals can drain off into watersheds that had remained free of direct pollution from the old mines. Andrew Todd has been studying this pollution in Colorado's Snake River and its impact on a ski resort that taps the river to make snow. Todd is completing a Ph.D. in environmental engineering at the University of Colorado in Boulder. He's also working with scientists and resort managers to deal with the water pollution. Todd says there's growing pressure to clean it up because more people are moving into mountain communities.
As population expands in those areas through second home buying and people just wanting to spend time in the mountains, the problem seems to be generating a new awareness about abandoned mines and how they can play a role in the future of those communities, because their water resources are shaped by those impairments.
Todd says many mountain communities in Colorado are trying to expand their tourist economies beyond skiing and winter sports, but some summer pastimes like fishing depend on clean water, and that's part of the reason people want to clean up the mess at the old mines. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Suzanne Gowardy.
I'm El Bracciotti, the famous mariachi.
Whatever.
This is Renee Scarponi.
Hey, baby.
This is Kim Kasnick.
Yeah, baby.
This is John Lucas.
Hey.
This is Stephanie Stryker.
Yeah, bud.
This is Steve Damshire.
This is Shaw Jones.
This is Bill Vellner.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ron Metzinger.
From our family, cheers. Have
a happy holiday and a great new year.
Isn't that just so cute?
I like Santa Claus.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
The best of the rest of the news. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. It's Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. We're talking with former chief prosecutor at the Nuremberg War Crimes Trial, Benjamin Ferenz. And, Mr. Ferenz, you were talking about the document that you have there of the, that just 3 days before Saddam was found, suddenly they authorized this court to try Saddam. And, one of the questions, by the way, that from one of the folks in our chat room, is what can we do as people to hold our commander in chief, responsible for our rights? And, that's a bit of a digression, I guess, from this. But anyhow, you finish telling us about that, and then I want to take this call from Leland in Santa Fe, who's been patiently waiting to ask you a question.
All right. Well, let's just take one at a time. I was describing this, draft statute, which I have prepared by the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq. And it's pretty good, and it calls for a trial with Iraqi judges and Iraqi prosecutors and Iraqi defense counsel. Well, one of the principles of the International Criminal Court, which has now been set up in The Hague, which the United States opposes, is that priority will always be given to the state of the nationality of the accused. In other words, if an American were to be tried, the United States would be given first digs to go ahead and try him if they're able and willing to give him a fair trial. And that is always the test. They have to be able and willing. So there are some doubts at this point whether the Iraqi government, when it is set up, will be able and to provide a fair trial. And if it can be arranged, as I think it can, that they will rely upon international experts to assist them in the prosecution and in the defense of the accused, whoever they may be. It wasn't set up specifically only for Saddam Hussein. That they would be able to conduct a fair trial. The United States could have observers. It should be open to everybody in the world to observe. I think the United States should keep out of it as much as possible because we're not very popular there. And the more we get involved, the less popular we're going to be. What we have to try to do is to persuade Saddam Hussein's supporters that he's gotten a perfectly fair trial by his peers, more or less, the people in his own country, and that the arguments that he is going to make, that he was innocent, just protecting the interests of his country from aggression by the Americans, etc., that these arguments are really unfounded. And it would be similar to what I heard from Hermann Göring in Nuremberg and what we're hearing from Mr. Milosevic in the tribunal in The Hague now dealing with Yugoslavian crimes. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cut and dry as to what, you know, has happened before. So that takes care of the Coalition Provisional Authority. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out. But yeah. I think that holds forth a great deal of promise. And if I had to put my money on one particular choice of the options that I have, I'd go with this one and try to make it work and make sure that it's a fair trial.
Good. It'll be really interesting to see how it shakes out because everything that I'm hearing in the media now is that this trial will probably begin just in time for the 2004 elections in September, October, November so that all of Saddam's evil deeds can be paraded for the world and we can somehow conveniently forget, as we have forgotten this last week, that our involvement in that war in Iraq was based on lies to begin with by George Bush. But that's another topic.
If I were advising him politically, I wouldn't try that too close to the election because certainly, I can bet my hat on it that Saddam Hussein is going to say, what are you picking on me for? I had accomplices. The United States was helping me with this. Don't accuse me of aggression in Kuwait. You had aggression against me. I was defending my country. So it might be quite embarrassing to the administration to have some of the arguments made. I don't want to compare the United States government to Saddam Hussein or to anybody else because I think it's a damn good country, and I'm very grateful to the United States for the opportunities it gave to me, and I'm a real patriot. But arguments can be made. They have accused NATO of committing crimes in Yugoslavia. The cases were thrown out. So it's a matter of proof on trial.
So it could be a delicate thing. It could be delicate, of course.
There are
let's take this call from Leland in Santa Fe. I don't want to keep him holding too long here. Leland in Santa Fe, New Mexico, is on the line. He's called 1-800-TALK-YES with a question for Benjamin Ferenz, who was the former chief prosecutor of the Nuremberg War Crimes Trial. Well, Leland, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Thank you, Tom. Mr. Ferenz, it's an honor to get a chance to talk to you. It's incredible to hear somebody talk about looking into the eyes of the remorseless killers at the Nuremberg trials. And you also mentioned Hermann Göring, who has this very famous quote, "Why, of course, the people don't want war, but it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship." the people can always be brought to do the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the peacemakers for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country. I was wondering, were you at present when Hermann Göring made that statement?
Leland, my ears are now 168 years old and combined, and I'm not sure that I heard everything that you said. So if you'd speak up specifically with the question that you have in mind.
I'll give it to you real quickly here. He read a quote from Hermann Göring in which Göring said that basically it's easy to drag the people along. All you have to do is start a war and denounce the peacemakers for being not sufficiently patriotic. It's a relatively famous quote from Göring, and I was wondering if you were there when it was said.
I think there's a lot of truth in that, unfortunately. People are patriotic. They follow the leader. If he waves the flag and says we're at war, he can get away with almost anything. We've had that experience very recently here. So there is truth in that, and I'm a firm believer, though, that in a democracy, and I believe in democracy, if you tell the people the truth, they will do the right thing. The truth is to not be deceived by the lies and deceptions which are handed out by politicians who are seeking their own particular goals. If you will just tell them the truth, the people will recognize that law is better than war, and they will not be swayed by slogans and jingles which are being paraded around all the time.
Well, Mr. Ferenc, thank you, Leland, for that call. Mr. Ferenc, yesterday or the day before in his press conference, I forget which it was, George Bush invoked 9/11 in the context of Saddam Hussein. He was talking about Saddam, and he said, and we can never forget the lessons of 9/11, blah, blah, blah. And we have a situation here where about 60-65% of Americans actually believe that Saddam Hussein was behind 9/11, in large part because of a huge disinformation campaign promulgated by this administration, by George Bush, by Condi Rice, by Dick Cheney, over and over and over again, seeking to tie these two together when, in fact, there was no link. How can a democracy work if its leaders don't tell the truth to their citizens?
You've given us a good illustration of how democracy works. You listen to a program like the Tom Hartman program, and some guy from Santa Fe gets on and he says, look, there's no proof of that. That's a lot of baloney. And the rest of the people start to look into it. We haven't seen any real connection between 9/11, between Saddam Hussein and bin Laden. On the contrary, bin Laden was condemning the Iraqi government for its dissipations of wealth, etc. So people can get away with it if nobody challenges it. But in a democracy, people will challenge it, as you are challenging it now, as on this program. The very other things are being challenged, and my urging is don't take anything just because a politician or a leader tells you. Check it out for yourself. Use your common sense. See if it's true, and then I'm sure you'll make the right decision in most cases.
Yeah, well said. Now, today on Common Dreams, there was a posting by Human Rights Watch, the human rights organization, asking basically the administration or asking the world to make sure that there wasn't a trial for Saddam, that this was actually a competent, thoughtful process that would appropriately and correctly address his crimes, as opposed to something, you know, the dangers of a show trial being multiple, one being that the Iraqis would perceive it as being unfair or that they would suffer a national humiliation. On the other hand, that the world might think that, we're using him or that this administration is using Saddam for its own political purposes and those kinds of things. What do you think the probabilities are that this trial is actually going to be done well and done appropriately by this administration?
Well, that is the most important thing that should come out of this. I agree completely with the Human Rights Watch observation. It shouldn't be just a show trial. That would make things worse than they were before. The basic difficulty and the problem here, and what we have to insist upon, is that it be an absolutely fair trial. And by fair, I mean he's got to have his own choice of defense counsel. They've got to be able to make whatever arguments they want to make in court. I think they ought to limit the time given to make arguments by either prosecution or defense. I think these trials last much too long in the effort to make it a fair trial, but nevertheless, it's not necessary in my judgment for them to make them that long. They ought to fix a time limit for them, otherwise it loses its impact. But if the United States tries to do a show trial on it, they'll live to regret it, because the people in Iraq who are opposed and the people outside of Iraq who are opposed, and we mustn't forget that Saddam Hussein has supporters in other countries, will be so enraged that I'm sure that the atrocities they're committing now will be increased. And the only way to calm that down is to have Iraqi judges, or judges respected by the Iraqis at least, explaining what the basis is for their judgment, that blowing up a trade center is not an act of patriotic heroism or loyalty to your particular god. It's a criminal act. It's an act of mass murder. And killing your Kurdish minority is not an act of putting down terrorist rebellion, but it's an act of genocide. And the judges can explain that if the facts are laid out clearly enough, and if the decisions are wise and clear. I think the Iraqi public and the rest of the world will say so. And if they do it otherwise, with a quick 1-2-3 job, hang them and shoot them, we'll be in for more trouble.
Now, the Turks in the 1990s, during the last Bush administration and the early and the Clinton administration, the Turks engaged in a genocidal campaign against the Kurds, in their Kurds, and destroyed some 3,000 Kurdish villages, and it's estimated 40,000 people died, at least minimally. And there has been no effort to prosecute anybody in Turkey for that, and yet we're preparing to prosecute Saddam Hussein for something very similar. Do you see a problem or an irony in there? In that?
Well, of course there's a problem. Of course there's an irony in there. And the same problem was raised at Nuremberg. The Germans said, look, you bombed Leipzig, and you bombed Dresden, and, you know, firebombed, and used the nuclear bomb, and so on. But, you know, it's no defense in a criminal trial to say I'm under arrest for robbing a bank, but Joe Blow down the block, he robbed the bank last week and nobody's gone after him.
Right.
That is no defense. It may very well be that crime, and it is, that crimes are being committed in various parts of the world as we speak, and there is no prospect of stopping it. But we are moving in a certain direction. We are trying to develop a system of international law, an international criminal law, which makes that less common. And we are making very good progress. The existence of all these courts that I mentioned did not exist before Nuremberg. And they didn't exist for a long while after Nuremberg either, because we had the Cold War going. So the historical evolution of criminal law, so that it gets to be more effective than it is today, will still take a long time. I have learned that. I've been working on it for 60 years. I see the progress. But I know it'll take another 60 or maybe another 600 before we come to a point where every international criminal will know that he'll be tried.
Yeah.
So even in the cities today, we have crimes, we have courts, we have all crimes continue. But imagine how much worse it would be if we didn't have courts and prisons and laws.
Yeah. 1-800-TALK-YES is our number. We're speaking with Benjamin Ferenz, who is one of the chief prosecutors at the Nuremberg War Trials. Armin in Florida is on the line. Hey, Armin, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Thank you. And it's an extreme honor to get to talk to a gentleman of your nature and expertise.
Thank you.
And one thing I'd like to say, and I'd like to get your opinion and especially Tom's opinion, because he's really enlightened on these issues. He's very educated, and I'm very impressed with his teachings, and I just love to tune into him. But anyway, I also think if there is a trial, so to speak, a global trial, that it's only fair and only right that Saddam and his defense team has a lot of influence and choices in which media covers the event, because I think that would be fair and balance out what needs to be balanced out, because it would give
is there a question in there, Armin?
I guess there's a question there. What would be wrong with that philosophy?
No, it's nothing wrong with it. On the contrary, it's very correct.
Thank you, Armin.
The court the trial, in order to prove that it's fair, should be open to the world's media. And it means all the media, not just the propagandistic media. So you've made a good point, Armin, that whatever trial, whatever forum, it should be open to the media. It should be absolutely fair if it's going to serve the cause of world peace.
Yeah, one quick way in the 2 minutes we have left here, Mr. Ferenc, I'm wondering, do you think that the Bush administration should face any sort of trial for invading unilaterally another nation that had not threatened it?
In my personal opinion, which is not shared by all international lawyers, I believe that any use of armed force without the consent of the Security Council and without being the subject of self-defense in response to an armed attack is illegal. It's illegal because it violates the United Nations Charter. We are bound by the United Nations Charter under our Constitution as well as having ratified it, and all nations are bound by it.
So do you think the Bush administration should stand trial for invading Iraq?
In my opinion, that was an illegal act. There are other lawyers who don't share that opinion. They say, look, the Charter is obsolete. We have to be more liberal in our interpretation. They can't wait to be destroyed by a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Ferenc, I'm sorry we've run out of time here, and I know you have to go along. You have another interview. I want to thank you very much for being on our program today. It's been a true honor.
Having me.
Thank you for joining us. This is Tom Hartman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Being tough is her job, and she does it well. She is the enforcer.
Hanging up, you're grounded. That means no phone.
Come on, it was only weed. I only did it once.
She doesn't love being tough. She's tough because she loves the enforcer.
When I say no weed, I mean no weed.
She's more than a hero. She's
a good mom.
Parents, the anti-drug. For information on how to keep your kids away from
We're receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, So please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contacting the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500.